It's 11:30 and my second musical guest of the morning has arrived. Joe Rose is in front of me. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Lee.
Nice to have you here. Thank you. You're going to sing a song for us later.
Apparently so.
Now, you've always sung, but you've not always been a singer who performs. Is that right?
Correct. I've never really sung in any paid capacity before until I met Miss Meisner, and she seemed to think that I could sing. So we did a few things, which mainly was the start of it, was the charity single, Div Home Start, in Royston. That was good fun. Probably took longer than it should have done, but that's the way it goes. And we did Can't Help Falling In Love. That went really well. I kind of enjoyed it. And we sort of started to do a few more singles. And the next one that was coming out, or the big one, is really Empty Chairs, Empty Tables, which is a nice theatrical piece. But, yeah, so not answering your question, but no, prior to meeting Helen, nothing particularly, no.
So this has all been quite a nice surprise for you, then?
It's been lovely. It's slightly better than doing accountancy all day, I have to say. slightly more interesting, bit more fun, and people sometimes clap you, and sometimes they even pay me, which is amazing. So it's good.
So up until then, really, you just sung in the shower?
And... Yep, shower, drove the kids mad, always telling me to shut up, and that was about it. Nothing of any particular ilk.
So was it something you'd have liked to have done before? Or did you just think you
if couldn't... buts and maybes. Probably, we come to things at different times in our lives, and if I'd come to this when I was an X Factor 20-year-old, I probably would have been... It wasn't the right time to do things like that. Would I like to have done it earlier if I'd been the same frame of mind as I am now? Then yes, probably. But you know what? It is what it is.
So we're talking about you coming to this when you're...
61.
61. I'm 61. That was what now. I was getting at. You're 61.
Just ask me. It's not a problem. No, I look much younger.
You do. Yeah.
Thank you.
And you're recording now as well. So
yeah, we're recording, which is really exciting. We were obviously doing some recording with Lauren's daughter. Helen's daughter, Lauren Deakin Davis, who you know is a producer. And we're now going with Martin at the Cream Room. And we're doing... And it's great fun. It really is good fun. It's quite amazing.
Well, you've mentioned Helen and Miss Meisner. Helen Meisner is here. She's very silent, but she is here. So she's... so it wasn't... You met her?
Yeah, we did, yeah. Sorry, after 29 years of marriage, my wife decided she didn't want to spend the next 29 years with me, which I completely understand, and we're very cool on the subject, and that's, you know, find your own pathway, don't you? And one boring January, I was laying in bed, as you do, it was New Year's Eve, and I thought, I'm going to get on an online dating site. And I did, and about a month, 2 months after that, Meisner popped up, and
Helen
sent me a smiley face and all that, and then the rest, they say, is history. So I was just coming up to my 60th birthday, and... I didn't have a bird to take with me. So I said to Helen, we met a week before to come to my 60th, and we've kind of been inseparable ever since.
Oh, and it was because Helen is a record producer, runs
a
studio, so
yeah,
she heard you singing.
Absolutely, she had the ear to recognise that perhaps I could sing, and it was all very impressive. You know, I got my own record label type of thing, and she dragged me into the studio.
And so since then you've been performing? Where have you performed?
Yeah, I've done a few little gigs. I've done a few private parties. Where else have I been, Helen? Where? Margaret House, yeah. It's in Bali, not Bali, Southeast Asia, unfortunately. And we've got a couple of things coming up in the next... we've got a garden party. We've got Warm and Toasty Club in Colchester. We've got a few things coming up. And it's great fun.
It's a big step, isn't it, going from singing in the shower to standing in front of people and singing?
Yeah, it is. It's a good learning curve because, you know, if you can sing on live on radio, which I did previously to coming onto your show, which I was terrified about, but it went reasonably well. And if you can do that and not make yourself look a complete idiot, then really what else is there to worry about?
So what is next for you?
Oh, fame, fortune, fast cars.
You're not tempted by something like The X Factor
or
Voice?
No, not the slightest. No, God, no. No, not at all. No, I'm happy to jog along doing what I'm doing. I'm having great fun with it. People seem to be enjoying what I'm doing. And I'm just going to carry on. And we've got the...
good job, Helen's here, isn't it?
Isn't it great? I mean, I've been up since 5:30. I was at a breakfast meeting. I did a talk at a breakfast meeting, would you believe so? But anyway, we've got an album coming up, which is kind of gaining some traction as far as lots of people want to sing with me. I was just talking to Zoe, and Zoe'd like to do a track as well, and I've got this choir in Royston that seem quite keen to do something. So it's all very, it's all very exciting.
How lovely. Well, you're going to sing for us now.
Oh, am I?
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
exciting, it?
Spring it on you. But so you sing to a backing track? Is this?
Yeah, I've got no musical talent. I can't play anything. I tap a lot, but that's not much good when you're singing. But I can't play any instruments. So it's all backing tracks for me. But who knows? Maybe one day.
Maybe one day. Well, take it away, Joe.
Shall I? And, oh, I tell you, it's Neil Diamond's Hello Again. Technology. So. There we go. Just called to say hello. I couldn't sleep at all tonight, and I know it's late. I couldn't wait. Hello, my friend, hello. Just called to let you know I think about you every night when I'm here alone and you're there at home. Hello. Maybe it's been crazy, and maybe I'm to blame. But I put my heart above my head. We've been through it all, you love me just the same. And when you're not there, I just need to hear. Hello, my friend, hello. It's good to need you so. It's good to love you like I do. And to feel this way when I hear you say hello. Just called to let you know I think about you every night, and I know it's late, but I couldn't wait. Hello.
That was lovely, Joe. Thank you. You say you've got no musical talent. How are you singing that? You were looking at something. Are you following music? Can you read music?
Yeah, no. When I'm in a stressful situation, as I think this is, I need the words because my mind is terrible. I blank, so I just need to follow myself through.
So you're just looking at the words there and singing it because
I know the song.
So how do you choose which songs to sing? You have favourite artists?
Not really. I mean, I kind of like. Some of your listeners may remember a guy called Joe Longthorne who's still around. I kind of like his songs. He's got a very strong, you know, strong, powerful voice. Bit of Frank Sinatra, bit of Dean Martin, bit of Matt Munro, that kind of genre, the sort of guys that are...
Crooners.
Yeah, the crooners, the people that are in their 60s, 70s now that probably remember those sorts of songs. They're the songs I like. I like show songs because we've got empty chairs, empty tables. It's kind of anything that's got a bit of a tune, really. I wish I had a talent that would allow me to write songs, but fortunately at the moment there's a few people around that actually kind of got some songs for me, like, you know, Mike Silver, Marina Florence. They're kind of writing some songs with some duets, and that's really nice. So I don't need the strain of trying to learn the chords and things. They just say, here's a song. Give it your best shot.
And I'll ask you what I asked Zoe. This is a bit of a difference in age, but I said to her, where would she like to be in 5 years' time? Where would you like to be in five years?
Well, alive would be good. and apart from that...
Probably setting the bar low there.
Probably sitting on a beach in Barbados would be even better, really. I've got no... You know what? Live for the moment. Take each day as it comes, and I've got no plans. I just enjoy what I'm doing. And it's... you know, Zoe, obviously, she's young. But me, no, I'm just every day as it comes.
Well, lovely to meet you, Joe. If people want to find out more about you, is there a website? Where can they go?
There is a website. It's Joe Rose Sings. We've got a Facebook page as well. They can find Joe Rose on the Facebook page. There's Twitter. There's all kinds of... and also, yeah, all my songs are down on Folkstock Records.
Folkstock Records, yeah.
That's what we were looking for.
So, Joe Rose Sings, you've got a Facebook page and Folkstock Records.
Indeed.
And all of those have Facebook pages.
You'll
and websites.
Find me.
Yeah.
You'll find me.
Well, good luck.
Thank
with
you
everything.
For having me on. It's very great.
What's your next event? What's
my next event is I'm doing a garden party on Sunday where everybody walks around and ignores me, which I kind of like. And then I've got BBC Three Counties on Monday. We've then got Essex, BBC Essex on Friday. And Norwich TV on Friday, and the Warm and Toasty Club Thursday. So for a singer,
brilliant.
So I've got a few things going,
yeah,
which is exciting and really fun.
Exciting.
It's good fun.
Lovely to meet you, Joe.
And thanks for having me on. It's been great. Thanks, Lee.